white. Avondale, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, August 27th, 1895. Dear son, will you please to see what the trouble is that we do not get our vegetables in season? Special inquiries were made by Caldwell when he went for May Israel. Sister Rousseau and Jesse Israel went with him. I should think he might have forgotten to ask if we had not been in such pressing need of these things. We could not get them then before Monday noon. The stuff was in a poor condition, wilted, and some spoiled. If it is not a certain thing that they will send the things on the very train that comes after you bring them, they should not be sent at all. Would it be better to send in a box marked immediate delivery or, without any delay, perishable goods? Certainly, we cannot profitably receive goods unless they come in fresh and safe for use. We get our bran from Russell's. They had none to sell, would have a supply Wednesday. I got a bag from the school. I think the next boat that comes should have a supply, a quantity of such goods as are being used up so fast. We much need a good grindstone. There will be continual need of such an article. I will willingly pay for such a thing. Today I went to post office. It was cool and nice and reviving. I took Ella and Fanny along. Met May Israel coming from the school building and going to White's tract of land. We took her in. After mailing the letters, I drove on the school ground to the orchard to carry a note to Brother Hare from Shannon, asking him to make a note of every article he had ordered from Sydney that he might not, as he sees his need, order the same things. He requested Brother Shannon to come and see him this evening, so he will do this. Talking it over is preferred by Brother Hare. I had the tin or zinc put in the wagon, quite a load, and the girls piled on top and we brought it to the workers. I then asked Brother Hare for workers if he could well spare them. He said the orchard for the school was planted and they could be spared. Three are here now, but the tools are all to be ground and they must go to attend to that when, if we had a grindstone, Brother Shannon would not be called off to sharpen his tools, for he will not allow any man to sharpen his tools. These men we can have today and tomorrow. We will commence clearing for Orange Orchard at once. Afternoon, 2:30. Telegram received. Have read to Caldwell. He says he can set them to work, so they will come in tomorrow, Wednesday morning. Did you take away the list of trees made out? If so, return. Caldwell has none. I gave you the one I had, and we have no other now. Caldwell says that Mr. Mosley has sent more trees of some kinds than were ordered, and less of others, but he has not the list of what was ordered. Mother.